Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest says, quote, "When I paint, I engage in a dialogue with the canvas," end quote. And abstract artist Rachel Abano has been holding quite a busy conversation with the canvas through her term as artist in residence at Lakeside Church, taking part in the Artist Project in February and launching a new exhibit at the Allura Center for the Arts. We're going to catch up with Rachel, who's on the phone with us tonight from her home in Allura. But first, let's listen to everything from the self-titled debut CD W&M by Wilson and McQueen.
Everything, the earth, the sea, my pocket change. Yet you offer out your love to those with nothing. Would you take this broken life? It's really all I have to give. I feel I owe the universe. I offer you my all. Offer you my all. I bring everything. I bring everything. Heart of straw into a heart of gold. It seems to me that's what you do. You make the worthless something new. You are the Lord of everything. All I have you've given me. I am enslaved to your goodness. I pledge my very breath. I pledge my very breath. I bring everything. I bring everything.
And now for our conversation with Rachel Abano. Good evening, Rachel.
Good evening.
Now, we had a chance to talk last August about the time you were starting as artist in residence at Lakeside. So some of our listeners may not know a little bit about your background. Could you do a little bit of a quick review on that?
Yeah. So currently I am the artist in residence at Lakeside Church in Guelph. It's about a 10-month term where Lakeside supports an artist as they interact with the local arts community. And so kind of my requirements for the term is to connect with the Guelph community through a workshop that I organize and lead. And so we had that in November, and it was a great turnout. There was approximately 50 people that showed up, and the feedback was riveting, so that was fun. It just kind of, you know, made abstract painting accessible to people that normally wouldn't interact with it. And then I also have a year-end exhibition of my work that will be coming up at the beginning of May.
Great. Now, let's go back a little bit about you yourself. When did you start painting?
Yeah, I went to University of Guelph from 2004 to 2008. And then in my upper years, I kind of specialized in abstract work. I was very influenced by some of my professors there who are abstract painters currently. And So I really kind of had a passion for abstract painting at that point. And I took some time off after school just with the, you know, demands of daily life, getting the 9-to-5 job. And it was a couple years after that I kind of hit a turning point where I needed a method of expressing myself that was more than, you know, just language, and I turned back to painting.
Well, looking at painting and all of that, what sort of attracted you? You said you had some influence with some of the professors and that, but what sort of attracted you to actually deciding that you wanted to work in abstract?
You know what? I think abstract painting, it holds a sense of mystery, because it doesn't, as opposed to representational painting, which kind of gives you a narrative. Abstract painting doesn't give you any subject matter to go on. So it holds a sense of mystery. And I think that what I love about it is, for the viewer, it is so dependent on each person's unique experience of that piece.
Well, and looking at, I guess one of the things that I think people could find challenging is, especially looking at painting as an outflow of your spiritual perspective, how does that come through in abstract? I mean, in representational painting, you're either dealing with symbols. I mean, Sylvia Wood, who was the first artist in residence there, was using the symbolism of the fruit based on Renaissance meanings. And yet other painters will do, you know, pictures that you can actually see the spiritual message coming through. How does that come through in abstract?
I think for mine personally, my work is very process-driven and very intuitively based, so I don't even know what it's going to look like when it starts out. And because it's such a process-oriented work, it's my time spent that is my kind of, you know, spiritual time. Kind of time set apart from the busyness of life, and it's what I'm instilling into the piece while I paint it. And so my hope is that because I've instilled this, you know, spiritual, you know, moment while I'm painting, that the hope and the inspiration would come through to the viewer as well.
Well, you mentioned that it's a very process, and people, I think, look at it, and, you know, they've maybe seen, you know, something like a story on Jackson Pollock, who was just standing there and splattering paint on canvas. Although I just read an article recently about one of his most well-known works, where they said that actually there really looks like there was a process behind it, because there are layers of paint, and it's not just him standing there doing that's maybe how it started, but he had an intentionality,
yes,
ultimately behind it. So kind of walk us through your own process and how that comes together and one of your paintings comes together for you.
Yeah, for me, I start horizontal on the floor with the painting, and it's kind of crazy, that's more of my like Jackson Pollock moment, where I have pumice and paint and kind of a large scraper. I don't use paintbrushes. And so I scrape it around, and it's kind of almost a playful, you know, there's an element of chance of what that first layer looks like. And I think that loss of control actually helps to bring about something that wouldn't come with me with a fine paintbrush, you know. And so after that layer dries, I'll put it up on the wall. And at that point, it's still process. I'm kind of still lost in the moment. But there is a point, and I think this is true with a lot of abstract painters, there's a point where you step back and kind of make rational decisions.
And what sort of drives those decisions? What drives those decisions?
Yeah, I think for me, it's a hard thing to pinpoint, but it's just a sense of balance and, you know, whether the color is working. And for me, because my works are so layered, often I'll go through 10 layers. You know, if it's not quite sitting right, it's just not, you know, complete. Sometimes they get painted right over.
Do you ever find yourself trying to take a layer off, or is it too late once the paint?
I do scrape, yeah. Sometimes if you know, you wet it and you can scrape a layer off to kind of find what's underneath. And I find that process makes it interesting, and it gives it a good sense of depth.
Now, you work mainly with large canvases. Why have you chosen to go, there's some of your paintings there are like 4 feet by 6 feet.
Yeah, you know what? It's because it's so gestural while I paint, it's very energetic. I find it almost impossible to paint on a smaller scale with like, a 1 foot by 1 foot or something like that, because I rely on the large motions of just spreading the paint across, and I think that's what gives them energy.
Well, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll be talking to our guest, painter Rachel Albano. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Draw Us Back from the Wilson and McQueen CD entitled W&M. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Rachel Albano. Rachel, you've been fairly busy since we've talked last. You talked a little bit about what was happening with the Artist in Residence program. What have you been working on for that program? Because, like you say, there's an exhibit coming up in May.
I have a year-end exhibit that's going to be held at Hope House, which is downtown Guelph, and that's Friday, May 9th. We'll have the opening in the evening. So, yeah, I've been working on a series of works. I'm hoping to have, 8 to 12 pieces hanging there, and then it will be hanging up for the month for people to, if they want to wander in and take a look.
In looking at the pieces and that, are you working with a theme for the pieces? How is that all coming together?
Yeah, I do. I have a little bit of a theme. I'm going to be entitling it Recovering. And so it's a kind of a twofold title. This past, year or so has been very challenging for me personally. And so I find my painting time to be my therapeutic, processing time. And so in one sense, these paintings have come out of times of myself recovering from certain situations, but also the physical recovering and relayering of the canvases.
In terms of you talked about the session that the workshop you did on abstract painting. What were you trying to get across with that session?
You know what? My whole purpose for this term has been to make abstract art accessible, because I think a lot of people are, apprehensive of abstract art or just don't understand. So my goal has just been to, give people tips or tools on how to approach it. Even for my show at Hope House, I'm doing a little write-up on, how do people read abstract art for someone that's never, approached it before? And there are some little tips, you don't have to get it. Sometimes it's just the experience of the painting that's more important than trying to decode a certain meaning about it. Also, allow yourself to get lost, discover something that you've never seen before, and try not to be, nervous about it.
And I think that's always been the biggest challenge for people when they're looking at abstract, is because they just, as you said, it's not representational. There's not anything within it that you can sort of say, this is what this means.
Exactly.
You know, we know a lion could mean, could potentially be a metaphor for Christ. There's nothing in there. When you're talking to people about abstract, do you find that people just don't want to get it, or they really do want to understand, but they just don't know how?
Yeah, for the most part, people that I've met, they have an interest, and they have, most people are honest enough to say, you know, I don't understand. Like, tell me, what is this about, you know? And so I think that there is an openness and an interest that needs to be fed.
Well, leaving the Artist in Residence program, you also took place in the Artist Project for the first time. What is the Artist Project, and why did you decide to take part?
Yeah, it's called Toronto's most celebrated contemporary art fair. So what happened was my dad and I actually went last year, and I thought to myself, oh, if I could ever show here, this would be like the epitome of my arts career. And so then when the application came up, I thought, you know what, I might as well apply. And when I got in, I was just exhilarated. And so we took part in it. It was just at the end of February. And yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Well, kind of describe that experience for us. What was it like? What did you get and gain from going to something like that?
So exposure was one of the main things. There's about 14,000 people that come through. So I had a booth that was about 5 by 10 square feet. So I, you know, packed as many paintings as I could into that. And yeah, just interacting with such a variety of people. And you know what? Some people didn't, you know, they just walked by because they're not into abstract art. But there were certain people that, you know, it was just their cup of tea. And I ended up having a couple sales, which was great. And one of them was to a VIP member from the Artist Project. And so that kind of, I got a VIP award just for selling to one of those members.
Well, what was it like? Did you get a chance to go around and take a look at people, take a look at the other art that was out there?
I did, and that was, you know, just as much fun. And there's such a wide, it is amazing to me the amount of variety of artists and what these people all spend their lives on, you know. It's really amazing.
Well, looking at that and the type of stuff that was out there, was there anything that you sort of saw there as well that inspired you?
For sure. Yeah, there were, and you know, it was interesting. I am drawn to the other abstract artists, but I was also drawn to, you know, there were some impeccable photographers and some realistic painters. It's just amazing to see the talent. But I do tend to, you know, go over to the abstract painters and kind of see, you know, what is everybody else doing.
And what, when you're looking at all of that and you're looking at some of the stuff that's out there, do you ever start comparing yourself with other painters and wondering if you're going to be as successful or, you know, sort of is your style similar to theirs? Do you ever get into those questions?
Yeah, you know, I think I've been talking to some other abstract artist friends, and I think every artist comes to a point, you know, at least once a year where they think, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, and, you know, I need to start over. But I think that's a healthy point to be, because I want to be creating work of excellent quality, and, you know, to second-guess yourself, I think, is healthy.
Well, looking at that, you've got another thing coming up. You're taking part in ArtCetera, the annual Allura Center for the Arts fundraiser. How did that all come about with you, and what are you doing for that?
Yeah, the lady in charge just contacted me, actually. Because I had donated last year as well. And it's going to be a bit of a different thing this year where I believe the attendants buy a ticket. And from what I read, everybody will go home with a piece of art. So it'll be interesting to see the process of how they kind of do the draw or how they divvy up the art.
In looking at all that, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of stuff that's going on within the arts community and that. Do you think that art is still, and there's some people that kind of think that art's on the fringe, do you think that art is starting to, especially within the church community, start to get a broader look at things?
I certainly hope so. That's my hope. And you know what, with my experience with Lakeside, which I know is, you know, not every church has the funds to be able to support an artist, but, you know, it's really a great opportunity, and what they're doing just to support the local artist is amazing. And I do think that, you know, God created us to be creative as well. And so I think it's only natural to continue to do that.
Great. We're going to take one final break, and when we come back, we'll finish up our conversation with visual artist Rachel Albano. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to We Cannot Contain All You Pour Out from the W&M CD, from the W and the M and W CD by Wilson and McQueen. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Rachel Albano. Rachel, other than what we've been mentioning, what else is on your schedule right now?
I have a show up at, it's called Cafe Crepery in Allura. So there's approximately 12 pieces hanging there, downtown Allura. It's a beautiful little restaurant with natural lighting and a long stretch of wall. So we had an opening with some live music at the beginning of March, and that will run to the end of March.
Allura is just a phenomenal community in terms of the arts. There's the Allura Center for the Arts. Like you say, you've got an exhibit at the Crepery. It's just a really neat community. Is that one of the things that you really find inspiring about being there?
Oh, it certainly is. It's such a rich community for the arts. And I think, you know, it's a supportive place to be for an emerging artist like myself.
Anything else on your schedule?
At this point, I'm expecting a baby in a couple months, so I told my husband, don't let me stop painting, because, you know, once you stop, it's kind of hard to start again. So I'm hoping to, you know, just, you know, keep spitting them out.
Now, how is that, I mean, I'm just thinking that physically, how is that, does that affect how you're able to paint? You talk about using large movements and things like that. Is that having an effect on the actual process of painting for you?
So far, it's been fine, yeah. And, you know, I have two younger kids at home, too, so it's kind of it can be sometimes a family chaos where mommy's painting and the kids are playing around, but, you know, I make time for it whenever I can.
Great. If people are interested in learning more about you or more about your art, where can they do that?
Yeah, I have a website, so it's www.rachelalbano.com, and you can also visit me on Facebook, which is Rachel Albano Art.
Yeah, the other thing that you're looking at, too, is there's also a program going on at Lakeside downtown called Stations of the Cross. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, as far as I know, they are going to have multiple artists working in different fields, and people will be able to go around and kind of, as they do their prayers on, I believe it's a Friday night, as they do their prayers, kind of go visit and be inspired by each artist.
Yeah, and that hopefully I'll be able to explore that a little bit further with some of the people that are involved as it gets closer to the date. Rachel, thanks very much for your time tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Rachel Albano. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selawministries, that's www.selawministries.ca, and be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries, email robert@selavministries.ca or follow us on Twitter at selav13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.